This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 39 for April 14th, 2010. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with another BGZ podcast. This time we're going to talk about the HTC Ozone again. Last time I had demonstrated the phone with MobileSpeak 4 on it. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you how to remove the MobileSpeak off of it if you have to. And then I will attempt to put the talks that came with it back onto the phone, and I'll show you how to do that. In case you need to uninstall talks at some point and reinstall it. I'll also show you the website where you can get updates of talks and you can get some information about talks for the Verizon phones. Also, I wanted to let you know, as of the date of this recording, April 14th, 2010, there are still Ozones available online. If you want to purchase one, they're $224 online with talks. If you do it online, you get a $100 discount, takes it down to $124. If you have any other credits available, like your two-year updating, you know, if you get $50 or $100, you could conceivably get the phone for as low as $25. So they're still out there. I don't know how many are left, but they're definitely still around. All right, the first thing I want to do is I will take you to the website here.
Alt tab, talks trademark for Verizon Wireless dash Windows Internet Explorer. Talks trademark for Verizon Wireless dash Windows Internet Explorer.
And I want to give you the address.
Home. A. T.
Let's see here.
Alt D. Address edit. Home. H. T. T. P. Colon. Slash. Slash. A. B. O. U. T. U. S. Period. V. Z. W. Period. C. O. M. Slash. A C C E S S I B I L I T Y slash T A L K S period H T M L blank.
Okay, and I'll just let it speak this.
HTTP colon slash slash about us dot VZW dot com slash accessibility slash talks dot HTML.
Yeah, and that's the website.
Control F6. HTTP colon slash slash about us dot VZ dub control F6. HTTP colon slash slash about us.
Come on. What are you doing, Mr. Internet Explorer?
Control F6. HTTP colon slash slash about us dot VZ F6. Favorites button F6.
Oh, and of course, JAWS decides that it's not going to read the page now that I'm recording. You know, how nice of it. Thank you, JAWS. Let's see if I can refresh.
F5. Done Internet 1 unblank. Heading level 2 accessibility.
There we go.
Talks trademark for Verizon Wireless. Accessibility heading level 2. Heading level 1 talks trademark for Verizon Wireless. Heading level 1 accessibility, blank, list of 9 items, link products and services overview, list of 4 items nesting level 1.
And let's see here.
Print this page heading level 1, talks for Verizon Wireless software updates heading level 2.
This is where you can get the software updates for talks. One just come out at the end of March that supports Windows Mobile 6.5 on the phone and has other enhancements.
To update your device with the latest version of Talks, right dash click the following link to download the update to your PC colon blank link software update.
And I've already done this. I've downloaded the program, installed it on the PC, and am ready to install it on the phone here momentarily.
Blank note colon if you have previously downloaded an earlier version of Talks to your computer from this website, for best results please remove the Talks package from your computer and replace it with the latest version. This will prevent you from accidentally downloading the old version back on your device. Blank. After the download is completed, follow instructions in our link out to use guide.
And you have a how to use guides here on the page.
To update your Talks device, step dash by dash step instructions are also included in the download. Blank, star the latest version available is dated March 31st, 2010. Blank, link Talks for Verizon Wireless terms and conditions. Blank, copyright 2010 Verizon. Talks trademark for Verizon Wireless.
And there are other things here on the page too, I remember.
Blank, heading level 2 accessibility. Heading level 1 Talks trademark for heading level 1 accessibility. Blank, list of 9 items. Link products and services over. List of 4 items nesting. Link voice commands and menu readout. Link alternate media formats. Link text version of manuals. Visited link Talks trademark for Verizon Wireless. List and nesting level 1.
So there are some manuals here and stuff that'll help you to use Talks. I haven't looked at any of these yet, so I don't know how far I'll go with the Talks demonstration today, but we'll give it a try.
Link hearing aid compatible products. Link hearing aid compatible. Link nationwide messaging. Link TTY compatibility. Link product vendors. Link telecom reach. Link quick reference numbers. Link Verizon Center for customer list end. Blank. Heading level 1. Print this page. Blank. Print this release in a printer-friendly format. Link print now. Graphic info. Info. Blank. Contact us for more info. Blank. Left paren 800, right paren 922-0204. Blank. Blank. Talks for Verizon Wireless, powered by Nuance, converts the displayed text on your wireless.
All right. You can look at that page if you want. Get some more information on it there. All right. Well, what we are going to do right now is... I need to get the USB plug here. And we're going to sync the phone with the computer here so we can remove mobile speak. So let me plug this in. All right, and down here, come on, get it lined up here. Oh, come on. Isn't that hard? Oh, come on. There it goes.
Connect to PC TRUSA connection type : active sync sync with Outlook disk drive faster file transfer don't ask again done sync with Outlook.
Okay.
To the screen. No new missed calls. Left soft start. Right soft contacts. Verizon Wireless 1:27 p.m. 4/14/2010. Mobile speak is running. 1 of 2.
Okay. And active sync should be up now.
Alt tab. Microsoft active
Verizon
sync.
Wireless 1:27 p.m. 4/14/2010. Mobile speak is running. 1 of 2.
Okay.
Microsoft Active Sync, Windows PC, status : synchronized, WLM underline RIG.
Excuse me. Okay, it says we're synchronized.
Contacts, Windows PC, status : synchronized.
Okay, what we want to do, we could uninstall this off the phone, but you'd need sighted assistance to do that, and that's where I kind of messed up with the Talks. I was able to get it all the ways to the point where it had to reboot, and I had to have somebody look at it, but...
Menu bar, file, F.
I learned you can do it here through,
View, V, Tools, Help, A, Tools, T, Advanced Tools, Explore, Smart, Add, / Remove, Programs, ... Enter, Menu bar, Leaving Menus, Add, / Remove, Programs, Retrieving Device Data Dialog, Retrieving Application Data from the Mobile Device, ... Cancel Button, Not Selected, Acapella, US English Header, 0.OK. Checked acapella US English header 0.OK. Checked code factory mobile speak 0.OK. Checked phonics US English multi voice 0.OK.
So we got several programs installed here.
Checked green software Oc plug - in for GS player 0.OK.
Okay, we don't need to worry about that.
Checked acapella US English header 0.OK. Tab to remove the selected program from both your device and this computer. Click remove. Remove dot 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 button. Alt plus R. Space. Remove application dialog. This will remove the application quote acapella US English header quote from your mobile device and this desktop computer. If you need this application in the future, you will have to reinstall it. OK button. Space.
And somebody told me I could have both talks and mobile speak on here at the same time as long as they both weren't trying to run, but I'm not going to try that. It's not that hard to get mobile speak back on the phone and reactivate it, actually. Let's see here.
Add slash remove program, select the program, check.
Okay, and the phonics is now talking on the phone. You just heard it, so.
To remove the selected program, remove shift tab, not selected code factory mobile speak, 0.0k. Checked. Phonics US English multi-voice. 0. Checked. Code factory mobile speak. 0.0k. Tab. To remove the select space. Remove application dialog. This will remove the application quote co OK button space.
And we'll remove this. So it's not real hard to do. You can do this through the phone, too, especially if you have sighted assistance. It's just through start and then into settings or setup. And then down in there, there's a add remove programs if you dig deep enough. And you can do it. But the only problem you'll have is it'll want to reboot. And it'll be asking you on the screen what you want to do. And you won't be able to hear it because you won't have a screen reader. So, this is the better way to do it, actually. And it's still working here. Give it a minute. Okay.
Shift tab to remove the selected program from both your device and this computer. Click remove. Remove dot 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 button. Alt plus R. To remove the selected program from both your device and this computer. Click remove. Remove dot 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 button.
And the phone rebooted. I just heard it. So we've lost our connection here and it'll be back up momentarily. And that noise you hear as the phone coming back on has a lot of digital noise there when it's rebooting, obviously. But it will be back up momentarily, and we'll get a noise here from ActiveSync saying that it's reacquired it. And then we can go over and see about putting talks on it. Now, this talks is the talks for the Verizon phones. It only works on the Moto 9QC and the
WM underline rate.
And the HTC Ozone at this point. It's version 1.10. And as I said, the latest version is March 31st.
WM underline rate. WM underline rate. Hide details. Windows PC. Windows PC. Not selected Windows PC. WM underline rig.
Okay.
Menu. Tools. T. Menu. Tools. Menu. Advanced tools. Explore smart. Add slash remove. Enter. Menu bar. Application.
Make sure.
Leaving menus. Add slash remove programs. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device. Dot dot dot. Cancel button. Space required for selected programs. Colon. 0.0k. Space. Not checked. Green software.
Okay.
Escape, hide details, Microsoft ActiveSync, connected, Windows PC, colon, resolve items, dot, 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 Microsoft ActiveSync, Windows PC, contacts, calendar, email, tasks, favorites, status, colon, one unresolved item.
And it does that sometimes for some reason. It doesn't sync one of my favorites up, and I'm not quite sure why, but, oh well, no worries. Now, we want to leave ActiveSync running, but what I need to do...
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer. Start P, program submenu P, set E, TC web T, terabyte T, text allow T, tortoise S T, TC web cot T, terabyte on T, text allowed submenu T, tortoise SVN submenu T.
Where is that?
VIP communicator submenu, Tortoise SVN submenu P. Escape program submenu P. 7 Nuance Talks for Windows Mobile submenu N.
There it is. And what I did is I downloaded the program from the website, the Talks program. You actually run it on the PC, and it would install it on the PC. And then once you're ready to put it on the phone, you run ActiveSync, like we're doing right now. And then you go in here.
Nuance Talks for Windows Mobile Submenter. End user license of new features and bug fixes. Talks installation T. Talks installation instructions T.
And you have installation instructions and everything here, and the bug fixes and all that good stuff.
Talks manual T.
And the Talks manual.
Uninstall Talks for Windows Mobile U.
And here's where you can uninstall it.
End user license agreement T. New features and bug Talks installation T.
And we're going to go into Talks installation.
Enter. Leaving menus. Talks installation. Add slash remove programs. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device. Dot dot dot. Cancel button. Installing applications dialog. Installing Nuance Talks. Dot dot dot. Application downloading complete dialog. Please check your mobile device screen to see if additional steps are necessary to complete this installation. OK button. Space.
OK.
No window is active. Alt tab, mobile speak underline WM underline acapella underline US English underline Alt tab, talks for VZW key.tx Alt tab, gold wave Alt tab, Microsoft Active Sync Menu bar, Microsoft Active Sync Leaving menus, WM underline RIC connected Windows PC colon resolve items dot 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 Hide, men tool, help, 8 tools Explore smart, add slash remove programs dot 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 M Enter menu bar, leaving menus, add slash remove programs, retrieving device data dialog, retrieving application data from the mobile device dot dot dot, cancel button, not selected phonics US English multi-voice, 0.0K.
Now that's not supposed to be on there still.
Checked, phonics US English, checked, green software, checked, phonics US English multi-voice, 0.0K.
Well, hopefully it won't affect anything.
Checked, green software, checked, green software, checked, green software, WMA, not checked, Nuance Talks, 2115.8K.
And there it is.
Checked. Trinket software Wikini 0.0K.
Alright. Okay, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to hope. And, since we can't see the screen, it is really, really stupid of the software to tell us to check the screen to see if anything else is required. I'm going to hit the left soft key, which is generally okay. And if it needs to reboot or do something, that should do it. And give it a few seconds here and see what it does. I don't hear any speech, so but I do hear some digital noise. Here, so it's doing something. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to hit my
Microsoft Active Sync not connected. WM underline RIC not connected. Last sync colon today 1:33 p.m.
There it goes.
Microsoft Active Sync.
And it's going to reboot, I believe. And like I said, the LeftSoft usually isn't okay, and it was probably prompting us to reboot. And LeftSoft is okay. And so that's all you have to do there. And you give it a few minutes, and the phone will reboot. And that's what it's in the process of doing right now, I believe. We'll give it a minute. Okay, we got a connection back with the phone to the computer. And if we get real lucky, Talks will come up here for us. And it's probably going to want the key, so it's going to probably be in a 10-minute mode, but we can at least play around with it here a little bit. I don't know if I want to try and put the key on right here. But we might.
WM underline RIC.
Okay, ActiveSync is back up. give the phone another minute here and see what it does. Hopefully it will come on. With
talks registration, yeah. Talks is running WM underline rate 10 minute of evaluation mode period. To get another 10 minutes, you must restart your phone period. To order a full copy, semicolon, please contact your new
Windows PC
dealer,
status
period.
Colon synchronized.
Okay, left soft, okay.
Boy, we get a lot of noise here in the connection now with talks running. Okay, well, let me tell that okay.
Talks red home. Right soft contacts.
Okay. We're in our home screen.
Down. Right soft call history. Down. Right soft today. Down. Right soft all inboxes. Down.
This does work a little bit differently than mobile speak.
Up. Right soft all inboxes. Up. Right soft today. Wed. 4/14/2010 property sheet no appointments period. List view left soft week right soft menu. Down. Up.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how to use this.
Talks.
Get my home key.
Home. Home. Left soft start right soft contacts.
There we go.
Down. Left soft start right soft call history. Down. Left soft start right soft today. Down. Left soft start right soft all inboxes. Down. Left soft start. Left. Right. Up. Left soft start right soft all inboxes. Outlook E. Dash mail. Unread to create a new message. Comma. Click menu. Comma. Then click new period. List view left soft delete right soft menu. Down. Up. Home. Left soft start right soft all inboxes. Back. Back.
Okay, it must be as far back as I can go. Well, I'm not real sure. You know, that's the thing. I didn't use talks hardly any. It was acting up on me right away, so everybody told me to take it off, and I did. So I don't know that much about navigating the screen here. Let me hit the start key.
Left soft. Left start. Messaging use cursor keys to move through the item. Internet Explorer. Active sync. Audio booster. Clock. And getting started. Quick GPS. Streaming media. Calculator. Microsoft My Phone. Video Recorder. Windows Live. System Tools. Left Soft Messaging. Left Soft Internet Explorer. Messaging. Calendar. Tasks. Voice Command. Bluetooth Explorer. Com Manager.
So we got all the same goodies on here in our start menu.
Modem Link. Remote Desktop. Text messages retry, customize home screen, mobile email, voice notes, games, system tools, left, right, messaging, left soft more right soft menu.
Wanted to get into settings here.
Internet Explorer, active sync, audio booster, clock, getting started, quick GPS, streaming media, calculator, Microsoft My Phone. Video Recorder, Windows Live, System Tools, Left Soft More Right Soft,
not selected Windows PC status colon synchronized. Windows
down.
PC status colon synchronized. Not selected Windows PC status colon synchronized.
What are you yapping about, PC?
Down. Up. Up.
Oh my.
One item menu. One at speed dial use cursor key. Start. Clear storage use cursor keys to move through the item down.
I must say, I really don't care for this. MobileSpeak was quite intuitive to figure out how to use without hardly reading anything whatsoever, and this doesn't seem to be quite so intuitive.
System tools. Messaging. Left soft more right soft. System tools. Left soft. Messaging. Left soft more right soft menu. System tools. Left soft clear storage. Sim manager. Task manager. Clear storage. Sim manager. System tools.
Okay, I'm not sure where settings
recorder.
Is at in here.
Left soft more right soft menu.
Interesting.
Talks. Home. Home. Left soft start right soft contacts.
It's what I wanted to do. Just get into the settings and make sure the today screen or the home screen was set to just the basic. It said that talks won't speak it correctly if it's not.
Down. Left soft start right soft call history. Down. Left soft start right soft today. WED. 4/14/2010 property sheet no appointments period. List view left 2/4/15/2010 no appointments period.
That's my calendar.
Home. Left soft start right soft today. Back. Down. Left soft start right soft all inboxes. Down. Left soft start. Left. Right.
So I'm not sure how to get this to read anymore, and I'm sure it's just because the screen's not set up right.
Left soft. Left start. Messaging use cursor. Settings.
Ah.
Settings. One phone.
Left
soft done.
Left and right and up and down on this to move around.
Two sounds. Three profiles. Four home screen. Home screen. Home screen layout. : HTC home selected 8 of 8 spinnable list box left soft done right soft. Sliding panel. Sliding pan. Windows live defaults. Windows basic selected 4 of 8.
And I think that's what it said. Windows basic. Let's try that.
Left soft done right soft cancel. Start. Messaging use cursor keys. Talks. Home. Home. No upcoming appointments period. Left soft up. Profile.
Not selected
colon
Windows
normal.
PC status colon synchron.
Would you hush up?
Windows PC
sync?
Status colon synchronized.
Right. Left. SMS. / MMS. Left parenthesis. 0 right parenthesis. Down. Profile. : normal. No upcoming appointments period. Up.
I'm not getting very much out of the screen.
Talks. Left soft start right soft contacts. Profile. : no upcoming appointments period. Right. Talks registration your evaluation period has expired for talks period. Please contact your local Nuance dealer if you wish to order a full license period. Okay, left soft okay. Left soft. Left soft okay. Manual registration. MID. : A. 10000079E 9A 3 red only edit area left soft OK right soft cancel.
Not selected Windows PC status : synchronized. Windows PC status : synchronized WM _RIC.
And I'm going to reboot it here real quick and see what happens when we come back up. See if the screen's any better. And what I'm going to do after that is I'll repeat the process here. And take talks off and put mobile speak back on. Show you how that works. I think it's actually rebooting again. And boy, is it noisy. Where all this digital noise is coming from this thing, it's real quiet when mobile speak's installed. But right now it's being a noisy little thing on the line in. And I assume it's rebooting. There, now it's rebooting. So we'll let it come back up and I'll see what the screen can do. But basically, I just wanted to show you how you would go about putting talks back on it if you needed to. And here, maybe if I play with it a little bit at some other point, I'll give a demonstration of it. But I actually prefer mobile speak myself. Okay, we get a connection from the phone. I'm going to wait for talks to come up. And that's its little noise, I believe. There's our active sync connection.
WM underline rig.
And that's the computer talking, not the phone.
Talks registration. Talks is running. WM underline rig. 1 0 minute evaluation mode period. To get another 1 0 minutes, you must restart your phone period. To order a full copy, semicolon, please contact your Nuance dealer period.
WM underline
okay,
rig.
Left soft okay. Talks registration mode period. To get another 1 0 minutes, you must restart your phone. Talks red home. No upcoming appointments, period. Left soft start, right soft contacts. Profile, colon normal. Right. Left. SMS, / MMS, down. Down.
Let me try this one.
Left soft. Left start. Mess settings. Settings. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sounds, profiles, home screen, clock, 2 sound, 4 home, 5 clock, and 6 connections, 7 more ... 6 connection, 5 clock, and alarm, 4 home screen. Home screen layout, colon, Windows basic selected, 4 of 8 spinnable, large font select, Windows default selected, 2 of 8. Windows Simple selected, 1 of 8.
Maybe it said Windows Simple.
Select an item. Windows Simple selected, 1 of 8 list. Box left soft done. Left home screen. Home screen layout. Colon. Windows Simple selected, 1 of 8 spin up. Left soft done, right soft can't settings. 4 home screen. Left soft done. Start. Settings use cursor key. Top home. Verizon Wireless, 1:54 p.m. 4/14/2010 left soft start right soft contacts. Rick Harmon. down. 1:54 p.m. 4/1:4 up. Right. Left.
Can't say I think much of this, tell you the truth.
Rick Harmon. Down. 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 1:54 p.m. 4/1:4/2010 Rick Harmon.
Getting a little bit of difference there, but...
Up. Verizon Wireless. 1:... Up.
Basically just getting the words.
Verizon Wireless. 1:... Left soft. Left start. Mess settings. Settings. 1 phone. Left soft. 2 sound. 3 profile. 4 home screen. Home screen. Home
updates
screen
are ready
layout.
For your computer, colon, click here to install
Windows
these updates.
Default selected 2 of 8. Select an item. Windows default selected 2 of 8. Left home screen. Left soft done, right soft cancel. Settings. 4. Left soft start. Settings use current. Home. Home. Left soft start, right soft contacts. No upcoming appointments, period. Settings. Up. No upcoming appointments, period. Profile. Colon normal. SMS. / MMS. Left parenthesis. 0 right parenthesis. Down. Down.
Yeah, and that's about all we're getting. So I don't get near as much.
Profile. No upcoming. Settings. Settings. 1 phone. Left soft done.
Okay.
Home. Settings. Left back.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What we're going to do now is I'm not really going to continue with that anymore.
Not selected Windows.
Just wanted to show you how to,
WM underline.
Oh, shut up.
Windows PC stack.
Why in the world it keeps doing that for? I don't know, but it's really starting to tick me off. All right, let's
Help H tools E menu explore smartphone E / remove programs .. Enter menu bar, leaving menus, / remove programs, retrieving device data dialog, retrieving
and
application data
to...
from the mobile device .. Cancel button, not selected phone excuse, checked, green soft, checked, green soft, checked, greens, checked, nuance talks, to tab, to remove the space, remove application dialog, space.
We're going to remove it, reboot, and then we're going to put mobile speak back on. I'll show you how to do that, get that activated. So I'm not real sure about the talks there. I mean, I don't even know how to get the home screen to work right, so it's kind of, you know, I'll just say in defense of talks that it may just be my fault. I may not have it set up right, but I'll say one thing about Code Factory and Mobile Speak. When you get that on there, it's very intuitive, pretty quick how to move around on the home screen and get things done. Where it didn't seem to be near as easy with the talks. Okay, it did something. Let's see what's going on here. Give it a minute here. It's still working.
Okay button.
Okay button. Let's see what okay button.
/ remove program, select the programs, check okay button. Cancel but okay but to remove the selected program from both your device and this computer, click remove button, Alt + R.
Okay, so it obviously is done.
Tab, okay, but tab, cancel, but tab, help button, alt tab, not selected, trinket software, Twikini, checked, green software, WMA plug dash in for GS player.
Right, and it's gone, so let's just, let's just reset the phone.
Microsoft Active Sync not connected. Last sync colon today 1:56 p.m. WM underline Rick. Hide details. Microsoft Active Sync.
All right. And we'll reset the phone here. It's off. I don't know why in the world getting all this noise for it, but okay. Okay, phone's coming back on. And when it comes back up, we'll run the MobileSpeak installation program. Now, I'm not sure why the talks didn't give me... I think that manual registration there at the end when it expired... I could have typed my code in, and I do have a code to type in, but not really interested in keeping it on there, so didn't bother. But the Code Factory Mobile Speak, you just hook it up through ActiveSync, and you can get it activated real quick just by typing your phone number
WM underline Rick,
telling it to activate. So.
WM underline Rick. WM underline Rick. Hide details. WM underline Rick.
Okay. Alright. Alright, gonna flip flop around here.
Alt tab, talks trademark for alt tab, mobile speak underline WM underline mobile speak underline WM underline acapella and enter.
And we're gonna run
open
this.
File dash security warning dot run button, alt enter, folder view list view, mobile speak underline WM underline acapella underline US English underline header underline 4 underline 0 underline 14 dot x28107kb application 3/6.
And you wanna make sure you do this
PM. End user license agreement dialogue.
With the
before
active
using
sync.
Mobile speak, you must accept the terms of the end user license agreement. Mobile speak, mobile map, all rights tab. I agree with the terms and conditions of the end user license agreement. Checkbox not space checked. Tab, continue button, space, Code Factory installation wizard dialog, retrieving information from your device, this shouldn't take more than 1 minute, cancel button, please select the installation type colon, express left parent recommended right parent radio button checked.
And I'm just going to use express.
Tab, next greater space, storage card left parent 7.4 GB available right parent, activating products, cancel button.
And it automatically uses my storage card since it sees one. Doesn't put it in main memory. But like I said, you want to make sure you do this from ActiveSync. If you do it by putting the program on the card and running it, I don't think it does it right. But you definitely want to do it through here so you have accessibility and everything for the installation. Because it will ask you a bunch of questions on the phone screen if you just put it on the phone and do it, I noticed. From messing around with it before.
Cancel button. Acapella US English header left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Acapella US English header left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Acapella US English header left parent 2 of 3 right parent progress bar 0%. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Tab. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Less back button. Next greater button. Cancel button.
And it's still running. It'll let us know when it's done. Usually doesn't take more than a minute or two.
Acapella US English Heather left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Acapella US English Heather left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Acapella US English Heather left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Progress bar 88%. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Tab. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Less back button. Next greater button. Cancel button. Cancel button.
And it's still working.
Cancel button.
One of the things I want to do in another podcast here, once I get a few more things running, is I want to show you this one program I've been trying to use called GS Player. And it's supposed to be more like Winamp and play Aug and other streams and things that the media player won't play that's on the phone, but I've been having a few little difficulties with that.
Cancel button. Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Progress bar 20%. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Tab. Waiting for installation to complete on your mobile phone. Depending on the size of the installation, this can take several minutes. Less back button. Next greater button. Cancel button.
And it's putting mobile speak on now. It put the acapella Heather voice on first. And we've got the Phonics voices still on there. And I assume they'll still be activated. Find out here real quick.
Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Mobile speak left parent 3 of 3 right parent. Progress bar 88%. Waiting for installation to complete.
Almost done. Another minute or so, maybe. But basically, I wanted to do this podcast because
the components have been successfully installed on your remote device. We hope you enjoy using our products. Please make sure you read the user's manual for a better experience using the products. The products have been activated. To view the status of your activations, please go to the activations done button. Space. Mobile speak.
Okay, and it's rebooting. Excuse me. But, yeah, I would suggest either way, Talks or Mobile Speak. You read the manuals. But I will say, at least my opinion, Mobile Speak is much, much easier to figure out on the phone than Talks seems to be. So, you know, that may vary with the person to person, but that's at least my opinion. And when this comes back up, we'll be finished. Go see what the activation status is. We may have to reactivate. But that'll only take a minute. Okay, then. Now there's nuance. I don't know why this connection is so noisy today on this line in. Waiting for speech.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft context.
Okay, and there's Phonics running.
Mobile speak, 3 pages. Mobile speak is running. Mobile magnifier is stopped. Configure mobile speak. Enter. Mobile speak window, main settings page, 1 of 6, list. Profiles, 2 of 6, 3 beginner. Profile configuration, 3 of 6, 1 voices, left soft. Braille, 4 of 6, 1. Magnification, 5 of 6, 1 gen. Activations, 6 of 6, mobile magnifier activation required, 1 of 4, left soft activate, right soft back. Mobile speak activated, 2 of 4.
Okay, it says mobile speak is activated, good.
Acapella's English header activated, 3 of 4. Phonics English activated, 4 of 4.
Okay, great, they're still activated.
Magnification, 5 of 6. Braille, 4 of 6, 1 setup. Profile configuration, 3 of 6, 1 voices, left soft open, right soft back. Open. Voices window, select a voice from Betty open paren phonics, close. Harry open paren phonics. Frank open paren phonics. Dennis open paren phonics. Kit open paren phonics. Russell open paren phonics. Rita open paren phonics. Wendy open paren phonics, close paren, 9 of 10.
These are all deck talk type voices.
Heather open paren acapella close paren. Enter. Heather open paren acapella close. Okay. 1 of 2. To move to an item, press up or down arrow. Profile configuration page. 3 of 6.
Mobile speak window. Profile configuration page. 3 of 6. List. 1 voices. Left soft open. Right soft back.
And I don't know about you, but I definitely prefer Heather over the phonics voices, but that's just me, maybe. All right, now if you did have to activate where it said mine were activated, if it said needs activation or a 30-day demo or whatever, you can just hit enter on them, and you'll be talked through activating them. Basically, just hook your phone up to the computer so you know you have a connection. It'll ask you for your phone number, it'll send a message out, and it'll do a few things, and it'll activate you. It's a very simple process to get done. So, all right, well, hope you've enjoyed this. It's been interesting. Just wanted to show everybody that was asking. As I said, several people asked how you installed MobileSpeak or how you reinstalled Tox, and basically that is how you do it. So, and like I said, I hope to come back with some more stuff on the MobileSpeak side. I really want to get Mobile Geo running at some point. I really can't afford it, but really do want to see what it does on here with the demo at least. And then go from there. And like I said, I'd like to show you some other programs here. So hopefully there'll be a third podcast at some point for this phone. Like I said, as of today's recording, there's still Ozones with talks available out on the Verizon website if you want to buy one. $224. If you do it online, you get a $100 discount taking it to $124. And if you got any two-year upgrades available right now, you can get it down to anywhere from $74.99 to $24.99. So if you're interested in it, I suggest you grab it quick. I hear the phones are, once they're gone, they're gone. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, and hope to talk to you again real soon. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharman@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharman, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's rharmon 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com Twitter, twitter.com/ Rickster the Geek, that's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/ Blind Geek Zone. That's capital BLIND, capital GEEK, capital ZONE.